This is The Business of Architecture. Helping architects conquer the world. And here's your host, Enoch Sears.
Hey, this is Enoch, and in today's webinar, I'm going to go behind the scenes of architecture for Motative and deconstruct how they're able to get so many valuable leads from their website. So here's the webinar. Hope you enjoy.
Well, I'm really excited to share with you today one particular case study of some architects that are doing some exceptional work with their website. And I wanted to start out by just saying that about 6 or 7 years ago, when I first started getting into online marketing, especially for architects, I had a naive assumption that if I put up a website that showcased our firm's portfolio, that we would start bringing in work. This is for a small five-person firm that I work for in Houston, Texas. And what I found, which is what most of you probably have found if you've had your websites for a while, is that, you know, generally people don't go to websites to look for architects. People find architects through word of mouth. People find architects by seeing products that have been done that their friends have had commissioned. So the only phone calls we were getting were telemarketers, people wanting to update our Google address, and it was pretty discouraging because I'm a big fan of social media and online presence, if you haven't been able to tell just from reading my website. So that was kind of discouraging, but then I did some research and I started to discover that there are certain things that need to happen to make a website be effective for converting leads and for getting real prospects as an architecture firm. And there's a little analogy that I like to, that I sort of use to illustrate this principle, that, you know, we all know that if someone's going to work with us as architects, they need to get to know us, they need to get to trust us. And usually that happens through several meetings or it happens because of a referral, but there needs to be a pretty high level of trust for someone to commission an architect. And to have someone look at our website and to decide that they want to give us a call is a pretty huge leap in terms of the sales process. Most people aren't ready to hire an architect when they first stumble across our website. So the question is, how can we modify our websites? What little tweaks can we make to our websites to make it more inviting for someone to take what I call a call of, or what marketers generally call a call of action? So the first thing I'm going to talk about today is that when someone arrives on your website, you need to try to think about what's the next step you want them to take. So, and a phone call is generally not it. Usually it might be you want them to dig deeper, you want them to look at your projects, maybe you want them to sign up for your email list. You need to decide what that next step is and then sort of build your website around that. Okay, so let's jump in. And as I'm going, if you have any questions, I am sort of glancing over here at the chat box and I'll try to answer some of those if any questions come up. But today we're going to talk about a really specific firm and really specific results that they got. This is Motative. And so what the things I'm going to be sharing today won't necessarily be 100% applicable to you. It's not like you're going to be able to take this and apply it on your own website, cut and paste. But what it will give you is the framework and ideas for how you can go about doing this. And as I said in the email that I originally sent out when I invited everyone to this webinar, I had called up Derek because I knew that they were getting leads from their website, and I just wasn't sure how many leads they were getting. And it was quite surprising to me when I asked him, and he said that they're actually getting 100% of their leads from their website. And I was expecting maybe 50 to 80% leads. And when Derek said 100% of their leads, of course he meant that some of those leads are referrals from other leads that they got from their website. So not every single project they're working on right now is someone that calls them from their website, but it's related to someone that in the past has found them by stumbling across their website. So I wanted to dig in and figure out exactly what about Motative makes this tick and what gives them this steady supply of clients. Derek shared with me that, you know, they've been busy as can be. They're turning away projects they don't want to take on. And I think this is where all of us want to be at with our firms, is being able to pick and choose the kind of work we want. So the next question is, how can we set up some sort of online marketing framework to get to a place where at least we get some sort of interaction from our websites, where it serves as a marketing tool and not just a brochure? So let's jump into, before I hit that slide, I'm going to jump into, tell you a little bit about Motative. And they are a three-person firm. I guess if you count Crystal, that's four. I'm not sure. These are the three co-founders right here. And it's Michael Scott right here in the middle, Derek Levitt over here on the right-hand side, and Christian Navarre over here on the left-hand side. And they established their firm in 2006, and their focus was doing modern architecture. So if I can flip over to their website here. Let's see here. So they basically, they primarily focus on what are called small lot subdivisions, they're in Los Angeles, and currently they have, I think they have about 12 to 15 people that work at the firm. So their focus is mainly residential, although they do a little bit of commercial work. And they're doing some fun stuff. They're able to do some of the more modern conservative, contemporary, not conservative, projects. And recently they've been getting a lot of press. So let me flip over and show you the timeline of the firm. So over here on the left-hand side, we have they were founded in 2006. From 2006 to 2008, they had a fairly standard architect website where they had a brochure of their online projects. In December 8 of 08, they decided to go with an online marketing platform called HubSpot, which is a way to run your website that sort of integrates some marketing into the website. For instance, they give you analytics, etc. And if you want to make a note of that and go check it out later, it's HubSpot.com. It's a website, it's a marketing sort of framework or platform that is geared towards small businesses, although there are larger businesses that use it also. But what it allows you to do is sort of set up this what they call inbound marketing funnel. And by inbound, they mean that instead of going out there and trying to find your ideal clients, you're putting out content there on the internet that makes them find you and come to you. And this is what Motative has done. Now, HubSpot isn't the only platform that allows you to do something or set this up, but that's a whole nother conversation. So for now, let's jump back to the timeline. And so in December of 08, they relaunched their website, implementing some of these online marketing strategies. By February of 09, in 2 months, they were already getting leads. And I just confirmed this with Derek. In May of 09, they were getting real results. So you can see that in February 09, they started getting leads, but maybe not all those leads turned into projects. By May of 09, they were actually getting projects from those leads. And now to the current day, it's just ramped up to where they're getting this constant, says he gets three to five phone calls a week of people looking for new projects. So the question is, okay, let's dive into it. Now they get the background, let's dive into it and figure out how they're doing this. When we talk about online marketing, we need to understand that it's sort of like a funnel. So if you have 1,000 people visit your website, the typical conversion rate, and what I mean by conversion rate, the number of people that decide to take an action, the number of people that take the next step on your website, usually drops down to 1 to 5% of that number. So if you look at that, you can say, okay, I have 1,000 people visiting my website a month. 1 to 5% of those people are going to take an action, whether it's sign up for my email list, download my portfolio, download an informational packet that I have on my website. From that number, you might have, so from 1,000 people, you might have 10 to 50 people that actually take that next step. Now, to convert, those are what we call a lead, and then to take a lead and convert a lead or a prospect into an actual project, there's anywhere from a 5 to 10% conversion rate. So with 1,000 visits per month, you're looking at possibly with those numbers, one new project out of that kind of flow. And that's very optimistic. So I think the number one problem with a lot of architects' websites, why they're not getting any clients or any projects from their websites, is that they just don't have the right number of prospects visiting the site. And when I say traffic, it doesn't refer to just general traffic from Nigeria or Antarctica but actually traffic from the local area, really targeted traffic. So there was a question here about the modern architecture style of Motative, and to answer that question, they were just wondering if that's more accepted here in California. They are in a metropolitan region, and so they're very forward-thinking. They're down there by Hollywood, so they're quite in demand with that sort of modern style. Now, going back to the conversion rate, so there's several things that we can do to get leads from a website. One of them is to boost the actual number of people visiting the website, and that's what Motative has done with theirs, and I'm going to show you how they did that. Another way is to boost the conversion rate. So in other words, you can make it more enticing when someone visits your website to reach out to you, and there's things that can be done in that case, and that's another way to increase the number of people that are contacting you about real projects. Now, let's talk a little bit about traffic really quickly, and there's a number of ways to get traffic to your architect website. There's, first of all, there's paid advertising. So that would be things like, I'm just going to run through this really quick. There's things like Facebook. You can have paid ads on Facebook, paid ads on Google. You can have pay for placement on Houzz.com. That's Houzz.com. Then there's the social media avenues. So there's Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. All of these social media outlets can also drive traffic to your website. And then thirdly, and most importantly, there's, well, maybe not most importantly, but there's the search traffic. So that's what we call organic traffic, meaning that the search engines like Google, and being most primarily Google, find your website, index it, and send people to your website based upon the kind of content that you have on your website. So let's jump over to, I'm going to jump over to Motative's website really quickly here, and let's just take a look at it and sort of analyze it just from a web design standpoint. So the first thing that is significant about their website is that it has a reasonable amount of text, and that's important because that allows Google to find their website. It allows Google to index their website. Now, to get search traffic, and that's how Motative is getting the traffic right now, these leads that they're getting, they're primarily from Google, but it's not just random search traffic. They've actually identified several phrases that they want to be recognized for, and that's what's driving the traffic to their website. And those phrases are what they're ranking well on. So this is a listing of some of the phrases that Motative is ranking for on Google. And as you can see, the number one, there's three number one spots. There may be more than that. These are the ones I was able to identify. But if someone searches in the Los Angeles area for Modern Architect LA, Motative is the number one result. Same thing for Small Lot Subdivisions. Same for Small Lot Subdivision Architect. And then they have the number two spot for LA Small Lot Subdivision, the number two spot for Small Lot Subdivision in Los Angeles, and then they have the number four and the number five spot. Number four spot is LA Small Lot Division Ordinance, and number five is LA City Small Lot Subdivision. So if we break down the keys to their success, I would say primarily the number one thing that I found is that they identified a very narrow niche, however you want to say it. But they identified something unique that they wanted to differentiate themselves on. And let's jump over here to... Now, with that differentiation, they're able to tailor content for their website. So what they did is, 2008, let's go back, and I wanted to look at their website. This is a snapshot of their website in 2008 when they first launched. And as you can see, it looks pretty similar to the existing website. Not a whole lot has changed in terms of... I'm going to see if I can draw on this here. In terms of colors and menus, you can see over here on the right-hand side, they're offering a free resource. This architecture and building process guide. They have a couple words that relate to what they wanted to rank for. For instance, right here In bold, they have a modern architecture firm. Now, one thing you should know about Google, if you want to try to get some traffic to your website, is that Google gives value to the size and the prominence of the text on your website. So when Google's trying to figure out what your website is about, it's going to take into account the size or the headings on your web pages on your site. So, for instance, the fact that this is the largest text on this page tells Google that Motative.com is a modern architecture firm. And then that helps Google go ahead and rank it in their ranking algorithm. Now, I want to contrast this with their current page. And I want to make another note, too, that when they did launch this in 2008, they had already identified the fact that they wanted to go after the small lot subdivision. So they started providing some resources on that particular niche. And I'm going to jump over here to... their current website. And I'm going to click on Show You the Resources tab here. Now, these are resources that they've put together. And as you can see, they have a small lot subdivision info. They have residential client checklist. They have Rethink Your Resume, Architecture Process Guide, Site Evaluation and Planning Services. So they're offering several different resources. And really, when you're trying to figure out what resource, if you want to go this route, if you're trying to figure out what kind of resource you can offer on your website, there might be a little bit of trial and error. There might be some experimentation. Because looking back on their website from 2008, it appears to me that the most enticing thing they were going for was this resource about the architecture and building process guide. But, you know, 5 years later, it turns out that their small lot subdivision resources have been more popular. And so if you look at their current information, they're actually pushing that a lot. If you go to the homepage, you'll see that they have a whole blog right here devoted to the small lot subdivision. So if I had to sum up why Motative is where they're at in terms of their web marketing, it comes down to one thing. It comes down to identifying that niche, providing valuable information on the small lot subdivision. So how can we as architects apply this to what we do, and how can we try to attract the kind of clients we want to work with? The key is to find and identify some sort of niche that you would like to rank for on Google. Now, I know this is a little bit overused when people talk about ranking on Google, but the key is being able to do it correctly, and the key is being able to provide valuable content so that Google recognizes your website as an authority in one particular subject matter. So, for instance, you could pick sustainable design as an architect. You could choose to do multifamily housing. You could do single-family housing. But you need to kind of narrow it down. So although this firm does do single-family homes, they narrow down their niche, and I'm going to talk about that in just a minute, a little bit more about how they did that. So the first thing I can say, if there's one takeaway from today's webinar, it would be to narrow down the focus and concentrate on one particular niche. Don't try to be something to everyone. It's important to first start with one focused area. Once you're ranking for that area, then you can go ahead and move out into another segment of the market. Now, I just want to do another check and make sure no technical difficulties. Are people seeing the slides? People hearing me? And you can just type yes into the chat box. And that'd be wonderful. Okay, so going back, great, everyone's hearing it. So going back to Motative's story, they chose, and you can apply this to your firm. When you're trying to identify your niche, a great way to do it is to think of three different segments. So in Motative's case, for instance, they chose small lot subdivision, modern architect, and Los Angeles. So these are three general broad areas. Each by itself is actually pretty broad. So for instance, Los Angeles is obviously pretty broad. That's a metropolitan area. I don't know, 10, 8 million people. Modern architect also is a very broad area. There's a lot that could be encompassed by modern architect. Small lot subdivision, a little bit more narrow. But what happens when they combine these three different segments? They're able to focus in on a very tight niche. And this is what's getting them the leads. You have people are looking for small lot subdivision. They're looking for modern homes. and they're in Los Angeles. So an exercise you could do with your own firm is to think about, okay, if I want to be geographically located, what's my geography? That might be one of your circles. It might be, you know, we have Venezuela, so it might be Venezuela. It might be somewhere, it might be Tampa, Florida. Over here under where they have modern architect, it could be something completely different. It could be multifamily buildings. It could be traditional design. It could be sustainable design. And then for small lot subdivision, go ahead and identify a third aspect of how you want to narrowly focus your website and come up with that niche. Now, it has been 3 or 4 years, going on 5 years, since Motative launched their website. So this isn't an instantaneous project process of being able to have, you know, instantly attract people. But the beautiful thing about this web marketing framework is that as you consistently work on this over time and just devote a little bit of a time to it every month, that will incrementally increase, and it has an exponential effect to where right now, you know, they've pushed the ball is rolling, and it's going to keep on rolling. Now, so that's number one is the niche. The second key to their success, if you look at how Google chooses to rank websites, Google places a very heavy emphasis on what other websites link to your page and the words that they use when they link to your website. So, for instance, let's go over here to Google. I'm just going to do a search for LA. Let's do small lot subdivision architect. And I'm going to show you these results here. I did architects, but it looks like same difference. So these are the results when if someone from LA is sitting down, they type into the computer small lot subdivision architect, you can see that Motative is coming up with the first result. They actually have these little snippets down here, which Google will actually add those automatically. There's no way to do that. But the reason those are showing up is because Google recognizes that these guys have established themselves as authority figures in the small lot subdivision niche. And the way that Google has established them is because, well, one of the things Google takes into account, like I said before, is other people that are linking in to Motative's website. These are called, in the internet marketing world, these are called backlinks, and they're the second thing that I think is important if you want to try to create some sort of marketing framework like this. So the first would be defining your niche very carefully, and the second would be getting those links from other websites to point back to your website. And the question is, you know, how is that done? Well, let's jump over here to a website called OpenSiteExplorer.org. And what this website does is it will show you all the websites that link to your website, and it will show you the authority of those websites. So by typing in Motative's web address into this URL, we'll be able to see who's linking to them and the authority of the websites that are linking to Motative. And so that will reveal and tell us why they're up here at the top. You know, they have actually 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, they're just dominating the first half of this page on Google. So if we go to Open Site Explorer, it becomes pretty apparent why that is the case. I'm going to go ahead and search for Motative here. And then you can see this will give us a list of the different websites that are linking to Motative. And this is really the way that Google views websites. They don't have the understanding like a human being of being able to intuitively understand what a website's about. So let's just take it from the top. So up here we have, it looks like they were featured on LA Talk Radio, and you can see that the anchor text, meaning that if we were to go to this webpage, the link that the owner of this web page is using to link back to the firm is actually Motative. This page has an authority of 58 and a domain authority of 63. For this particular website, any page authority or domain authority above 50 is pretty spectacular. So the fact that they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I mean, they have 5 links right here that have a domain authority above 50. So these are really pushing them to the top of the search results. Let's try to deconstruct and figure out how they got these links. One of these is interesting right here. This is actually a link from HUD, which is the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Now, what you'll find is that government websites and educational websites like universities have a very high authority factor when it comes to Google. So what that means for a website, if you get your website linked to off of a government website ending in .gov or a university website ending in .edu, that's going to look really good for your website. Google is going to trust your website a little bit more, and that's going to push you up in the search results on Google. So in this case, they're on HUD.gov. Now, I really can't think, I mean, they really hit the jackpot on this one. I can't think of a more authoritative website to have a link from than the United States government or any national government for that matter. So if you look at why HUD included a link, and the reason why those links are so valuable is because generally they can't be bought off, and so scammers and spammers don't have the ability to put their links on government or university websites, and that's why Google really tends to trust them a lot. So if you look at this particular article on HUD, you can see that it's an article about the small lot ordinance in Los Angeles, California, and they've actually included, these are websites from Motitive's, these are images from Motitive's website. So it appears what happened here is that the government employee, whoever was in charge of putting together this article, did search for small lot subdivision, discovered that Motitive had some of the richest resources on this particular topic in terms of graphics, floor plans, buildings, renderings, and so they decided to use that for the images on the website, and that's pretty fantastic. Now, if I was scrolling down here and I read this article, it gives a little background of the bill. It talks about the ordinance. It talks about the city of Los Angeles. And down here at the bottom, the very bottom, there's a quote from Derek Levitt where he's been interviewed, and he has a quote here on this particular article. And if you notice here, there's a link back to their website. So that's what Google's reading, and that's what it's seeing. And so it's saying, okay, when I say anchor text, that means the text that this HUD website used to link back to Motitive is the name of the firm Motitive. So once again, if I click on this, it'll take me back to Motitive's website. If we go back to the Open Site Explorer, once again, talking about the authority of this website, you can see that HUD, this website we just visited, HUD, has a domain authority of 87. It looks like they also got featured on the LA Times blog, which has a domain authority of 98. So all of these factors combined, the factor that they picked a specific niche, the factor that they're producing content on that niche and they're promoting themselves as authorities in that particular area, and also the fact that they've been able to get these high-ranking backlinks from other websites, all combined to the perfect storm to be where they wanted to be. Because 5 years ago when they set out on this course, this is really what they wanted to do. They wanted to use the internet to get leads, a recurring source of leads, so that they could spend less time out there hitting the street marketing and more time designing and going through the design process. So once again, this is the LA Times article. So anything you can do to get your information, if you become an authority on your particular niche, anything you can do to promote that to the local media or try to get that on a well-respected website is going to do wonders for your web ranking. And when people are looking, say, for instance, a green architect in San Francisco, California, and you've done the work to try to rank for that, they're going to be coming to your website. So those things are off-site. What we like to say in the internet marketing world is off-site optimization, meaning that these are all things that you can do that don't involve your particular website. For instance, getting backlinks and defining your niche, that's stuff that can really help you to get that kind of ranking. Now, I'm going to turn around and I'm going to say, okay, in addition to the backlinks, that's the off-site portion, let's jump over and see what on-site things they're doing, and hopefully there's a few things here you can look at and apply to your website and just make some changes in the next couple days that might help you out. So let's jump over here to Motitive's website again. Now, if you remember the terms that they were ranking for, one of the number one terms was Los Angeles or LA Modern Architect. So once again, The reason why Google is ranking them strongly for those terms is because they very strategically placed, and this might be common knowledge to some of you, so forgive me, I just want to start at the very basics for those who this might be new to, but they very strategically placed these phrases in their website. And let me see if I can... Okay, so I'm doing a search on this page for Modern Architect. And you can see that it's coming up three times. It's coming up here above the image. It's coming up right here under this heading, Los Angeles Modern Architects. And then it's coming in this paragraph, we are a Los Angeles-based modern architecture firm. In addition to that, the actual title of this page, I don't know if you can see this or not, the actual title of this page up in the tab is Modern Architect, comma, Los Angeles Architects. So it's important that you strategically place the phrase that you want to be recognized for in the website that you're trying to promote. So in this instance, Los Angeles Modern Architect. Now if you jump back over here to the way their website was for 4 or 5 years ago, you can tell that it's not quite, they've done some optimization, so they've made some changes to it, and it looks like those changes are paying off. All right, so far we've discussed the fact that they picked a narrow niche, they've provided resources and they've become an authority figure in that niche, and then they've garnered web links from other websites that point back to their website, and then they've also strategically included the terms they want to rank for on their website. So it's a really, they're doing it really well, there's a really tight framework there. What they're doing is working. The other thing I wanted to say was that this image, you can't see it, but if I look at the source of this web page, this is what Google sees when it goes to Motative.com, and it will see something similar when it goes to your website. Now, there's what's called an alternate tag that goes along with every image. And depending on what kind of website builder, what sort of web platform you're using, a lot of times it'll make it very easy and automatic to add these tags to your images. But the particular tag they have on this image, I believe, is Modern Architect. So I'm just going to search through this list here. This right here is the image tag. This is what makes that image display. And I just want to point out the fact that they've included this alt tag right here where it says alt that says Modern Architecture Firm in Los Angeles Motive. So once again, it's just a very comprehensive way to include that search term. So your web designer should know, just make sure that they're including the alt image tags on the page that you're doing. For instance, if you're doing something about sustainable architecture, green architecture, make sure you include that. So I just want to stop really quick and see if anyone has any questions about what Motive's done, anything that questions about how they can apply this to their website. One thing I would say is that if you're looking how you can change your website or if you're going to make a website, be very strategic about the terms you use on your website. For instance, in this case, the Modern Architect term. Now, there's a question about using the same alt tag on all images, whether that's bad for Google. I think the answer to that would be the most important thing is that the image relates well to what it's actually showing. Because Google's smart enough to where if you try to go ahead and you just put sustainable architect across all of your images, all of your site, you're right, that will dilute the power of those images. So what I would suggest is try to be a little bit more strategic, a little bit more descriptive. This image right here that they've tagged with Los Angeles Modern Architect, it sort of does represent that because it does show some modern architecture. So I guess that's my response to that. And then someone says, Paul's asking, would you use the alt tags on all images? I definitely would. And not only the alt image tags, but also pay attention to what you're naming your images. That's also very important. I know some architects that are getting Google traffic because they have named their images well. So, you know, when you take a picture with your webcam, your iPhone, I mean, or your smartphone, it's going to name it some gibberish like 2013085372.jpg. When you upload it, it's very important that all your images are very descriptive about what the image shows. So, for instance, if you have a modern building, or say you developed your own project, you have a modern building for sale, you would want to include in there exterior view modern building for sale. What that'll do, that's pretty powerful, because if you go to Google Image Search, I'm just going to do a little test here. Modern architect is my search. If I come over to images, you'll see that it pulls up all these images that it thinks have to do with modern architect. So as you make sure that your images, the actual file name of the image, deals directly with what it shows, that's going to help people find it when they do an image search, and especially if they're in your local area. So there's some great questions here, and I'm just going to go down it because I think that that's going to be really useful. It's talking, answering the questions on your mind. Eric, you ask, is there a way to tell what keywords you're ranking for? And indeed there is. The way to do that is to sign up for something called Google Webmaster Tools. If you already have Google Analytics, it will automatically hook in to your Google Analytics account. So when you're inside of Google Analytics, if you look on the left-hand side, partially down the page, I think it's under traffic, if you maximize that, there's a link there that will tell you about the organic traffic you're going. If you click on that, it'll prompt you to hook your Google Webmaster Tools account and connect it with your Google Analytics account. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make a note to myself. I'm going to do a little tutorial for that, and I'm going to put it on Business of Architecture so you can see that. But that's very useful, because what that helps you see, once again, is the keywords you're already ranking for and the position that you're ranking for each of those keywords. And that's really where you want to start if you want to try to, let's say, go with some sort of internet marketing for your website. Now, another question here, when producing a website, is it best to use HTML or WordPress? I understand that WordPress sites may be ranked higher in SEO. No one's really using HTML anymore. HTML, of course, WordPress uses HTML, but just a static HTML website are really, they're really from the late 90s, early 2000s. Those are pretty much phased out. Nowadays, everyone's using content management systems, whether it's WordPress or some other front-end system that makes it easy to update your website. I have some information on that. If you don't know what WordPress is, Google Business of Architecture WordPress. I have a couple tutorials up, and there's some out there that are a lot better than mine. Another question here, when you rank for keywords, there's a question about does Google view architects or architecture the same thing? No, actually, Google sees the S's. It sees the order of words very differently. And so what you want to do if you're trying to rank for particular, I'm going to go back here, a particular phrase, you want to make sure you include different variations of that phrase in the same page. So, for instance, you can see here all of these lower keywords that Motitiv is ranking for deal with small lot subdivision, but they're set in different ways. Someone, another question, did Motitiv pay for any online advertising? I believe they do pay for online advertising. I've seen their ads as I've researched their firm. But as far as I know, they're not getting really, I don't think they're pushing that. I think they're getting enough traffic based upon the search traffic they get that they have enough information. Any other questions here? Someone has a question about, getting a lot of questions here just about, okay. There's a question here, what kind of templates are there available for those of us who cannot afford professional website development? This question is saying that, you know, for instance, if we want a professional-looking website, how can we do that? The platform that I recommend personally, there's a couple different platforms out there. I'm just going to start. I can show you what they are really quickly. One of them would be Squarespace.com. Squarespace is basically, it's based upon templates. So when you start up here, it gives you a selection of modern looking, very clean designs. It's pretty inexpensive. But the thing that I don't personally like about Squarespace is it lacks some of the robust internet marketing capabilities of WordPress, which is my preferred platform. There's others like Weebly. I think it has the same. If you're looking to get your website off the ground and just get your presence out there, those things will do just fine. My particular favorite is WordPress.org. Is WordPress. So go ahead and research WordPress. If you haven't heard of WordPress before, I like it because it's very flexible. And going back to the idea of templates, if you go to themeforest.net, you can buy on here templates for WordPress. So once you install WordPress, and I have instructions on my website and other people have instructions about how to do this, but for instance, if I'm on themeforest.net, I can do a search for architecture templates, and it pulls up a list of hundreds of modern, ready-to-go, out-of-the-box templates for an architect's website. So I think where I'm going with this is that the graphics are pretty easy to achieve nowadays. The cost has really come down on what it takes to make a website and to get it off the ground. I think your primary focus should be just choosing whatever technology it is and then trying to apply the marketing techniques that I just described in this webinar to your website. Someone's asking about Behance. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm very familiar with Behance. I haven't seen anyone get a lot of success from Behance in terms of a marketing platform. I think it's great for a portfolio. I think that Behance potentially could work in coordination with your website. The reason why, for instance, if you have your own custom domain, I'm going to show you. This is a website that I put together for demonstration purposes to sort of demonstrate some best practices for architects' websites. And it's not 100% functional, meaning that I don't have it totally filled out yet. But it's just an idea of what can be done with WordPress. So this is using a theme. And I went ahead and added some of the best practices to the website, a large phone number up here. But, for instance, I could use this website in addition to Behance portfolio, for instance. So let's see. I have some suggestions here. Yes, if you go to websitesforarchitects.com, that's run by Nick Grandlise. That's a great site. If you want to know what WordPress is, he had some good information on there about how to make your own website with WordPress. There is a question about, is there significant value in paying for WordPress templates as compared to using the free WordPress templates? Yeah, I think that the difference you're going to get, the templates are going for anywhere from $50 to $100. The difference you're going to get from a free one to a paid one is very significant. So definitely spring the cash for $50 to $100 and go with a professional template. 10 years ago, a professional looking website would have cost you several thousand dollars. And still, if you want to get a custom website, it's going to run $2,500 and up. Anything else I'm leaving out? Hopefully I've given you guys a little bit of information that maybe some food for thought and some ideas about how you can increase your web marketing or make the most of your particular website. Okay. I'm seeing not a whole lot more questions here. Someone did mention Wix.com, www.wix.com. I know they're a very inexpensive option. Once again, I'm not sure about the flexibility of that particular platform with being really good for SEO. So I want to thank everyone for joining me for this webinar, and it's been fun sharing what Derek Levitt and his colleagues over at Motative have been able to accomplish. I think the field out there, before I let you all go, is wide open and ready for the harvest. There's about 100 people on the webinar today from all over the world, and I just want to say that the sooner you get started with the knowledge you have today, it's going to put you ahead of 99% of architects in terms of web marketing. Now, of course, we know there are a lot of other avenues out there to get projects and to fill up your project load, and web marketing can just be one arrow in your arsenal. But if you can apply some of these strategies, you can put yourself ahead of the pack. And the way it generally works with this sort of internet marketing is the first people that get there get pushed up by the next wave of people that come in. So, for instance, in 6 months or a year, when your other competitors are figuring this out, as they start to implement their practices, you'll already have a 6 month to a year lead on them, and that will basically continue to push you up to the top. Because another thing that Google looks at pretty importantly is when you got started. So if you have any questions about your website, please send me an email. I'm more than happy to talk about your website or particular challenges or work with you. And it's enoch@businessofarchitecture.com. If you have any specific questions that I didn't answer, go ahead and email this to me, and I will respond. So thanks, everyone, and have a wonderful day.